Was it also portable? ZI, are you there, Andy?
KI4LZ, yeah, I'm still here. I'm catching background noise from others in the house. It would seem, I don't know why, but due to the weather conditions, my signal here is getting into one of them's TV by some unknown reason it hadn't been happening, so I'm gonna, I guess, have to limit what I say for the time being until I can cure it, so. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
Okay, I understand, and you might need a common mode choke outside. Of course, if you're on a handheld, that doesn't apply. Oh, I thought of the name of that fellow that invented FM radio. His name was Armstrong. Edwin Armstrong. Anyhow, I'll not press this any further, Andy. You have yourself a good night and get plenty of rest. It's always good for you. This is KK4JBQ 73.
Negative, I'm not on HD, I'm on the fixed station, but up until here recently, it didn't used to do this, so KI4LZI. I got to do some experimenting around, playing around to find out what's going on. KI4LZI.
I'm 73.
KK4JBQ, KC4EZM.
EZM. KK4JBQ.
Good evening. Been listening to you and Andy, and while y'all were talking, I looked up who Armstrong was, and a little article I came up with kind of gives a little bit of a history of how radio started. We started with SparkGap, and then we went to a regenerative feedback circuit, which was 1912. And the next step was superheterodyne, which was 1918. And then we got FM in 1933. And that was Edward Armstrong did that. But basically the heterodyne was mixing frequency coming into your radio with a fixed frequency and then running it through a couple of stages called IF, which you go back and remember the old days, 455, I guess, kilohertz was the IF frequency. But basically, you know, when you mix two frequencies, you get the two frequencies and the plus and the minus out. And so what they did was they filtered everything out but what they wanted to work with, and since it was only one frequency, it was easier to work with, and that was the superheterodyne radio. And I'm going to quit right now because I've told you just a little bit more than I know. Anyway, enjoyed listening to y'all talking, and everybody have a good, nice, chilly evening. It's KC4EZN.
It's fun to track along through the decades how radio came into being. And when everything was a mystery, when everything was unknown, you really had to put your mind in that place. Today we know so much more and we do so much more with something we can carry around in our pocket than they could do with a room full of devices. So with respect, you read about the history of people who came along before us, how smart they were. Well, here, it's great to hear you, and you have a good night, won't you? KK4JBQ 73.
Have a good evening, 73, KC4EZN. Yeah, history is fun.